people. As far as testimony, I had an opportunity on my trip to Montana to be in the cabin, the hunting cabin, with two people. And it's a big cabin, it's a kitchen, but also a setting area. And so all the whole time, Lord, I'm just looking to Him for any opportunity. You can't force it. It either has to be the Spirit of God, or it's just like it's to no avail. But my nephew's wife was there, and my nephew's son was there. This is his second marriage, or his first marriage, her second marriage, and his son was there. So there was the two of them, and he's like a ninth grader. And she began to say some things, and there I was. So, okay, Lord, here we go. You know, we have to look to the Lord in our environment where we are to use perhaps things in our environment where we are to glorify Him. And that can't be fabricated either, because it is what it is. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So anyhow, she began to tell me that her background was Pentecostal holiness. Dresses up to here. You know, very, very legalistic. Very, very legalistic, and very much turned her off. So, and anyhow, the young man, he hasn't had any biblical training, hasn't been in the, you know, church setting where he can get training, and because of the family situation. But I did share some things with him I thought was pretty succinct and powerful and to the point, and I shared with him that God has standards. He doesn't deviate from those standards. He has ancient boundaries. And sometimes we test that by going outside those boundaries, and you find out what it's like outside those boundaries. It isn't pleasant, not a good place to be. Majority of the world is there right now. But I told her not let that turn her off, all of her experiences and all the things that happened in her life and the things that she saw in the church. But to get her life straight with the Lord. It's not about religion. It's not about church. It's not about dress. It's about a relationship with Jesus Christ. And then where they were sitting, right where they were sitting, there was an area rug in the cabin, the hunting cabin, on a wooden floor. And I said, this area rug right here represents, let's say, a boundary. If you live within that boundary, you will experience God's blessings. When you go outside that boundary, you will experience not His blessings. You will experience all the things that are there for rebellion. So anyhow, we use that analogy. They understood it, and I told the young man that was there too. I said, you know, you really need to get the Word of God in your heart and hide it in there so you'll be able to know right and wrong as you live this life in this world, as you grow up. You're going to be able to know what is right and what is wrong, but you got to have it hidden in your heart. And so anyhow, I thank God for the conversation, and then later on, we were out hunting. She went out with us, the mother did, along with the son. And she says, are you praying for my husband to get something? I said, well, I'm praying for God to grant him favor. Yes, I am. So she all of a sudden, you know how it is, it's kind of contagious when someone's around that believes, and you know that God hears us when we pray. And then all of a sudden now you're coming out and you're saying, are you praying for God, you know, to bless my husband on the hunt and this and that? And I said, yes, I'm asking God for His favor, you know, for the hunt, and I don't know the outcome or anything, but I'm asking God for His favor. And her husband couldn't get much closer. He thought he was 40 yards away, but he was 30, so he shot over. But he couldn't get much closer, and so he had an opportunity. But the opportunities are there, and I thank God to be able to represent Him where we are with so many eyes on you at times, because she knew when I came to camp, when she greeted me, she embraced me. My sister-in-law told her that, you know, Mike's brother is a pastor. You know, he's not one of those weirdos or whatever, all this kind of stuff, but force stuff on you. But she embraced me. So there was a warmth, there was a reception there. So you never know what comes out of a conversation sometimes. But I told them, you must stay within these boundaries of God. You must seek Him no matter what has turned you off in the past. And we've been hearing this about people getting back with the Lord from kind of being on the fence and kind of straying and kind of being out there, but come back to the Lord. you know, have that compassion and that fire in your heart again, that first love that you had, because she acknowledged scriptures and she knew many of the things that I was talking about. Just turned off as a person, and it's easy to get turned off if you want to get turned off, to stay away, to be non-obligated, you see, so you kind of do what you want to do. Sometimes people use that as an excuse. So bless the Lord. It's good to be back. I've never been sick on a trip like that before, but God is always able to take care of us no matter where we are, if we look to Him, no matter what happens. No matter if you're on your way to church and your wipers on one vehicle aren't working and you can't see very well, and say you have to go back and get the other one so you can see. That's a little interesting scenario happened to you guys this morning. But I remember one time my brother Mike and I took a trip to Ohio, and the wipers soon along the way didn't work properly. So we had to look at that little half moon down there below the steering wheel, and we looked through there when we were driving the whole way to Ohio, because everything up here was foggy. As soon as we got up there, boy, he got to a place to where we got some wipers, and wow, what a pleasure it was to be able to see once again. So good morning to you. I love testimonies. I have something else I want to share with you in just a moment in light of a testimony, but I didn't know if there's anybody else that has a testimony at this time you'd like to share, because we all benefit from them and we get encouragement from our testimonies. Anyone?
I have this friend that I haven't talked to for about a year, and I had a dream about her. And in this dream, I dreamt that I got on this carriage, and she and her daughter were on it. And she was very contorted, almost like her face was down, and she's contorted looking. And I tried to talk to her, she wouldn't talk to me. And she said, you know, I'm not, she was angry with me or something. And so we got off the carriage, and I was pleading with her, and I said, I'm so sorry if I hurt you, if I've done anything to hurt you, please forgive me. You know, like I had to plead with her to forgive me. And she was okay, and she snapped out of it. And I called her. I said, I had a dream about you. I'm not sure if this is significant at all. And she said she felt like that had been her heart towards the church, that she had been wounded and hurt. And she said God had been dealing with her about that. And so I just said, well, you snapped out of it, and you said it's okay. You came out of it. And she said, yeah, God has been telling me that I needed to forgive the church. She was very wounded and hurt over some things. You know, they were in leadership, and some things mm-hmm. came down. And so that was encouraging, because, you know, mm-hmm. you never know. I mean, some dreams are pizza dreams, and some dreams, you know, might have significance. So.
Pizza dreams? I like that.
I like that.
You're absolutely correct. And I thank God for the maturity of those who love Jesus, hanging out with Him, really wanting to be familiar with His voice, and to know what is of Him, what is not of Him. Because some dreams are just junk, and you write off as junk. It doesn't mean anything. But, you know, you check it out with the Lord. But some things are significant, but you still check it out with the Lord. Where does this go? Do I make a phone call? Do I not make a phone call? When you do, God confirms or doesn't. And sometimes you may not ever know, confirms it later. But in obedience is where we move. So that's awesome. Really is. Praise the Lord.